now to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 and 10 through 17. But mark this, there will be terrible days in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. They will be ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in the persecutions I endured? Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In this New Testament chapter, Paul was instructing Timothy. There are warnings about the end days as well as how to live in this present life and the truth of salvation. God's word is real and active. As humans, we tend to seek salvation out on our own, which is impossible. Salvation is only found from God in our hearts, and we will be restless until we find God. Each of us come with a void that can only be filled by God. He is our creator and designed us this way. As humans, we look to fill it with many other things, as the scripture here in Timothy illustrates. That void was meant to be filled by God. The Bible has been given so we might have the wisdom to know who God is. There will be no growth in our lives without reading or listening to the Word of God. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you opened your Bible, friend? Did you know the Bible is made up of 66 books, 35 authors, over hundreds of years, all attesting to the exact same truth? Why? I mean, we would be hard-pressed to find even two people that would agree with each other here on this earth. Lord Jesus, I urge the listeners out there to open the good book. Your word is here for us to know you better. May we seek to read and study your Bible over any competing, temporary, fleeting social media ideas that are bombarding us on a daily basis. May we crave truth in our lives. Your word is the same today, yesterday, and will be in the future. As the Bible teaches, it is applicable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. May we seek out the truth of real salvation, the kind that won't leave us empty. There is nothing the world has to offer that will satisfy our void, but you, our Creator. So I humbly ask that you touch each and every listener who hears the sound of my voice. Call them by name right where they are, whether at work, at home, or driving in their car. Draw them to you. Draw them to your Holy Scriptures, your good book, where they will find everything they need to live in today's world. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.